believe no matter what sexual orientation you are, you should be able to believe in Christianity. Broke one to so many churches and never knew what they actually believed because every church I've been to, I've heard so much different things than that to Mexico. There was a time I had these feelings of being gay and knew, of course, my parents would never accept it. There was a time I told them I had feelings for girls. My mom got seriously mad and thought it was a mental issue, so did my father. I had to tell them how I honestly felt that way, and they told me it's wrong and all. It hurt me inside. I didn't want to come out of the closet yet. My dad's side of the family is very against homosexuals, so I knew for them they wouldn't be so accepting of it. Homosexual people make me... Homophobic people make me feel uncomfortable, because if I dress a certain way towards them, they'll judge me badly if I tell them my feelings or whatever. So I knew future-wise at the time they would be very upset at how I completely feel. They would tell me I can't believe in God because I'm gay, or I can't get saved because of how sexually I feel. I never felt comfortable for boy dating-wise. When I dated them, they would just use me. And when I dated a girl, they would never use me. And I felt so happy inside when I was with a girl. I kept that a secret from my parents because I never wanted them to judge me. Around January of 2018, my parents split, so that made me question my sexuality more and more every day. I kept thinking I'm bi or that I just like girls, but that wasn't the case. I was just a lesbian. So I would say summer of 2018, I was at my friend Caitlin's house and I told her that I'm a lesbian and never felt comfortable around boys, and she would tell me, well, you should just come out as being a lesbian and don't care what people think of you. Came out on social media, I got in so much hate from family members, and the only person that accepted me was my father and my friends, and my family disowned me. So around that time, my aunt was gone for, I would say, 2 years at the time, because she died from cancer. I messaged my grandma saying that I was gay, and she said, why are you gay? She would always ask me why I was gay, and so would my grandfather. They'd always judge me by the way I looked, and they never would accept me. When I always repeat the same response, saying that I believe that God loves everybody, they would disagree. So with this whole story, I'm saying me coming out was hard towards my religious family. I believe if you believe God is your personal savior and believe he died on the cross for your sins, if you're gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever, you'll end up in heaven when you pass away. I go to a church currently where, yes, my church friends accept me for being gay because they support the LGBT community, but everybody else doesn't accept it. I live with my grandmother because my mom had a divorce from my father, so she had to end up living there with her because that's the only person that really had to support her. She's very homophobic. She judges people just by the way they look, and even if they're gay, she always says in church about how people are gay and that it's wrong. My dad lives in Pennsylvania, and he said he will be taking me to church where they accept gays, lesbians, transgenders, or whatever, because he said I can move there in the summer. But overall in the Bible, it doesn't say how belonging in the LGBT community is wrong, or people that are in it will burn in hell. So that's one thing with that. People think they'll burn in hell, but they won't. That's homophobic people, of course. Everyone should love and respect one another, no matter what. Not hate, no matter what religion you believe in, even if you belong in the LGBT community, you should be able to believe in it and don't let others tell you what to do.
People try really hard to make others happy. They focus on what others believe and what others believe will affect them. People let things like this control them and take over them, and they'll live their whole life according to this. Well, to me, I think this is, like, incredibly wrong because it won't make you happy. I used to care what others think and would listen to whatever they would say, but since I'm writing this now, things changed. I don't care nearly as much, and I just want to do what I want to do so that I'm happy still. If you do what you want and don't hurt or ruin others' fun, I think that's the right path. You shouldn't have to bend over backwards to please teachers, friends, crushes, family, or anything else like that. You shouldn't have to fit into a perfect image of what a family thinks is right for you because it's not their life. I have multiple friends who have families who've set their goals and set everything they want, and my friends go with it. Family is important as anything, but it's still your life. You're the one who has the regrets if you follow the plan, and families pressure you to do things you don't want. If you'd want to try acting like it's not your life, you're just going to end up regretting a whole life. You'll be full of regret, and you will have nothing to show for it. I'm not saying you should disrespect your family. I'm just saying that life can't and shouldn't be controlled by anyone else but you. I feel that basing life on family is good and bad at the same time, because you shouldn't listen to them, but you should take it into consideration, I guess. When I was younger, my dad used to always say, you've got one definite life, and once it's over, there's nothing you can do about it. So because of this, I started doing whatever I wanted as long as it didn't screw with other people's life. Like, before he said that, and I had common sense, like, before then, I was in 3rd or 6th grade, and I lived in a ghetto apartment complex. I followed what everyone did, no matter what, from music to how they talked and dressed and whatnot, and I used to want to be a firefighter, so kind of went downhill, and I looked really bad and was pretty ghetto myself. But it took about 3 years to snap out of that, and I'm now just whatever I want to do. You should just follow what you think is right and don't care about what others think, because if you don't, you're going to live a whole life full of regrets. Just remember that when you're living your life, you're going to be at the end of all of it, whether it's a commute to work or on your deathbed. You don't want to be saying, I wish I did, because it's going to suck when you have to hear that from yourself. With that being said, both of our viewpoints are on how people in our community and society can make life easier for everyone, including yourselves.